Thank you for holding. Is this Eric? Thank you for holding. Is this Eric?
Yes.
Hi, Eric. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a busy day today already, but good problem, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
all
awesome.
Right. I can stay moving. It usually makes things go a little quicker.
Exactly.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She sent me a lot of information here just on, like, your service area that we're targeting, and she said you were having some issues getting your Google verification done, which, you know, I'll be able to fix that. That's pretty much what I do all day, is make sure there's no discrepancies there and getting accounts unsuspended. But she also asked me to go over some pricing with you. There's a discounted rate that she requested. But before I dive into all this stuff she sent me, do you have any questions, like, about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I didn't know how the placements work. I had Braithwaite Land Development, a company that I owned a while back, and I had all that stuff on there on Google, and it worked out great. I was getting a lot of service and all that good stuff, and I got a divorce, and obviously I start all over again, so here I am.
Understood. Yeah, I was going to ask. I'm like, how does that all fall apart? What happened? But, yeah, women will do that to us.
Yeah, no comment. Let me just be quiet. Let me just be quiet.
Yeah, we've got to be careful, you know. That's all we can do.
Exactly.
Pray.
Exactly. That's right. And I tell all my buddies, man, you know, I love them all the time, and it's just like, man, the first time when I had Breakaway Land Development, you know, I didn't put God in it, and that was the problem. And now I got Precision Clearing and Grading, I got God in it, and it's like my company's taking off. Like right now, I'm kind of at a plateau right now at the moment.
Yeah.
But I've only been at this plateau for 2 days. But I just know with this plateau, it's going to be...
It'll pass.
The door's going to open. Right.
Yeah,
right.
It'll pass. That's always how it is. It'll pass, you know?
Yeah.
It's good that you say that, though, because one of my best friends, I've been working with him on all his advertising for the last 12 years. And he sent me a picture the other day, and it was just the front door of his shop, you know? And he said it. I remind myself every time I walk through these doors that God answered my prayer and I'm living my dream.
Right.
You know, and he keeps them positive. You know, it keeps them real positive and looking forward to helping people. And, you know, he said that's his secret. That's how he stays so upbeat no matter what happens. He remembers when he comes through these doors and when he leaves those doors that he prayed for this and God answered, you know. So
that's what I'm shooting for. You know, it's hard as a business owner. It is very hard. And, you know, I'm not trying to get in the Bible, but the Bible says only, you know, only thing you need is a little bit of faith, which is big as a mustard seed.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to get in the Bible with me, because you're talking to a John.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, so, give me an idea where I came from, Yeah,
that's awesome, man. But yeah, that's why I stand in with that is, you know, I get discouraged a little bit, which is fine. It happens, you know, but you know, you work out the next day, you pray about it and you just leave it at his feet and let him take over. So
yeah, it's designed
for people
with faith, you know, because if it's easy, everybody's going to do it. You know, if
it's
so clear cut, you could always see the end. Everybody would do it. That's not what faith is about. You can't always see that light at the end of the tunnel, but you keep going. So the guys with faith are usually who become successful business owners. You know, they got to understand they're chasing after it and believing that there's something on the other side of this. And you're right. There is. And it's not an easy journey, but it definitely helps when you have help, and we could definitely help you. Our company, you know, we've been around for 21 years. I've been here 12 years. And I can't tell you how many guys that just started out with a dream, and then once we get them on the first page, things start taking off because they start getting connected with people who are looking for their help on a regular basis. You know, and that's the most important thing to get a business to take off is having that pipeline or that book of business to know that you consistently can work. You know, you guys are willing to work, and you've put all this stuff together. You got all the equipment, and you got all the proper paperwork, right? But it's about being connected with those people and lining up those jobs. And that's exactly what it does. Google is the most popular search engine in the world. It's just what everybody uses. I don't think I got a pitch on that one.
No, not at all.
Okay. It should be pretty easy to dominate your market, you know. The only issue is that the ground that you're looking to cover, you know, it looks like almost a 60, 70 mile radius, like an hour drive around you. And usually the local listings, they'll cover about 40. And if we keep it within those 40, it's a lot more affordable. If we start reaching 60, 70, then we have to add this other product of Google's called Google Ads. And, you know, that one's pay-per-click. So the cost of it almost doubles, going from a 40-mile radius to a 60 or 70-mile radius, you know, just because you're not local there. Even with the discounts, you know, it's pretty significant. Not to mention we have to build the website for you, build a Google business profile for you and verify that. So just to shoot you straight on it, right? So normally a 40-mile radius is $5.99 month to month. I could get it reduced to $2.99. But if you do it where you want to cover a 60, 70-mile radius, you know, then we're looking at $5.99 with the discounts. Otherwise, it's about $1,200 to cover that kind of ground.
Yeah. No, I like the first one that you put at the 40 and it goes down to 20 or
$2.99.
Yes, that's up my alley right there.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, because what I was going to say is, like, let's do that as a starting point on a month-to-month basis, and we'll just go 30 days at a time with each other, and then with the ROI that we're able to generate here locally, because you have good volume, and the next couple of months is, like, the most profitable time of the year, so we shouldn't have any problem showing you some really good ROI with that 40-mile radius. Yep. You might not ever change it, but if you do want to change it, then we always will have a pipeline of customers and already made a bunch of money to say, okay, let's go ahead and grow the campaign or expand with that ads campaign. And we'll be able to do that because you're already verified and have a history of working with Google. So if I could approve that package with the website and everything at $2.99 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for precision clearing and grading?
Absolutely. We can do that. I already got my debit card out ready to go.
All right, hold on. Well, don't do that just yet. There's some things I got to do. So I got to create your account, and then I'm also going to want to set up an appointment where we could do an interview with you. I want to customize it, make sure we're connecting you with the right people. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But you spell your first name just E-R-I-C?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your last name, Eric?
Last name is Braithwaite, B-R-A-I-T-H-W-A-I-T-E. And it'll be Junior.
Junior. Okay. All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. So that way you have it all documented with the discounts. And then you're keeping this deal as long as you're with us. That won't go up or change on you later.
Okay. Awesome. It'll be Precision, C, the letter C, and A-N-D, G, the letter G, at gmail.com.
Okay. Got it. PrecisionCNG at gmail.com.
Yep.
Got it. Right, save. And is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me just repeat it back to you for quality assurance. So I have 727-494-2712.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. And then Google's going to want to send you a pin in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where your business is. It's a part of that verification process. I think you tried to do it already. But is this 4031 Cranbrook Place the right address?
Yes.
Okay, that's what they have here, Newport Richey, and it's 34652, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay. All right, so we're going to try to send this pin again, but I'm going to heavily monitor it. If something happens where that pin gets hung up or there's an issue with your address, we're going to do a video verification with Google, which basically we'll get on a three-way call, and I'll just verify your listing over the phone with them to kind of fast-track it. Okay?
Okay.
But we're going to try the traditional method first. So they'll send you a postcard in the mail that says Google on it, and there's a little five-digit number on the back. I'll need that number from you when it comes in. I'm going to send it out today. Okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to build this website. Do you have a logo or pictures of work you've done in the past you'd be able to send over to us?
Yes. Did you send me an email by any chance? Or
I'm gonna text it to you right now. I'm also gonna send you my direct number and extension too if you need help.
Okay.
Okay. Here comes the email, and then here comes my direct number and extension. Yeah, but the email is pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. We like that you send them that email. That way they don't get pixelated or the quality goes down.
Photo.
It's plural with an S, so it's photos@localsplash.com.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Thursday, it'll be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then Friday, it'll be 7 to 3 p.m.
7 to 3, okay.
Yep, and then Saturday, 7 to 3.
Okay, and Sunday close, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, you better. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Sabbath, yeah. So you got to at least have Sunday. Yeah.
I've been doing
this thing where I'm going to church and golf, and I'm like alternating. I don't know if that's a good thing. But I was like, you want me to get outside, don't you?
That's funny. That is funny.
You sending some stuff over, though, to the email you said?
Yeah, I'm sending it right now. This
perfect.
Is,
you're the man. You're moving so fast. When you're responsive like that, that's how this works out really well, because we can do all this stuff on the back end, but we still need your input. You know, we need your feedback on, you know, getting photos or how you're listed and the areas you're listed. You know, we got to be able to communicate with you on a regular basis. So if you're responsive like that, then that's just going to make it work that much better. Same thing with the customers that come in. If you jump right on those guys, you're always going to have the best chances of getting them. You know, usually they're calling you as a live call anyway, so you just got to answer the phone. But if you miss calls, it's getting back to those guys. And we have an app and a tracking system that'll actually save all their information, so that way you're not missing out on those opportunities. Even at the end of each day, you can just log in there and follow up with those people. That way you're not missing any opportunities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's, my cell phone is a piece of work. So I take it from my personal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. So
yeah,
I take it from my personal email, not my company email, but my personal email is ebraithwaite880@gmail.com.
Got it.
There should be some photos of me doing some sod work and ground leveling there.
Okay. I have your business email, but what I'm going to do is they usually have another section in here where you can add like a partner, and I'm going to put a second email in there. That way they pick up everything from that email address. So you just said it's E and then your last name. Braithwaite?
Yes.
And then what's the rest of it?
880.
880.
Yep.
At Gmail?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me, I'm going to put this in the partner section to be able to pick up on that email address.
Okay.
All right. Give me one second here. Braithwaite 880 at Gmail. All right. Notes. And this will, I'll just put alternate email. For clients. Our personal. This is your personal one, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Insert. Got it. All right, good. And they'll be able to pick up those photos from there. And then you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
It'll be... cash, mm-hmm. what's the other one? Cash App.
Cash App.
Zelle. Zelle, yep.
Okay. Okay. So no cards, no checks?
No.
Okay. No. I gotcha. And I have a buddy.
I'm still small, so I'm trying to keep it.
Yeah, it kind of creates those situations, you know, bring the devil out of you, you know, guy give you a check that bounces and trying to get the card, and then the bank wants to charge you 5% of your work just to run the payment. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jewish stuff going on in there.
I hear you, man.
All right, so we got your profile created here. Before I get any payment from you, I want to schedule this client interview time. So usually our interviews, they take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour, and we schedule it out because we want to get some time to do some research, basically see, like, what people are searching the most in these areas and just see what Google Analytics gives us and present that to you. So what do you think would be the best time to get the client interview done?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get in front of my calendar here. 1 second.
Okay.
All right. So today is the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
How about the 22nd of May? Would that work out for you? Or do
oh, goodness.
Longer?
Yeah, no, that's way out. I don't mean to skip that far. I meant we need like an hour or two. Jesus. Yeah, we start working right away. And we secure that spot for you right away. So usually we do client interviews same day or following day at the latest. We want to get things moving.
Well, let's do the 15th. Let's do tomorrow, right?
Okay. What time tomorrow works best for you? I'm going to schedule it.
You can call me early in the morning. Let's get it out of the way.
Okay. The earliest I could do for Eastern Standard tomorrow is actually going to be 10 a.m. They're pretty booked between 9 and 10.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email, and then I'm going to text you. It's going to be an automated text message reminder 1 hour before. Okay, so you don't forget. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and set that up for you here. And then precisioncng@gmail. I'm also going to invite your personal. Or actually, this one's fine. I got the logo in there, so that's definitely you. This one will go through.
Okay.
All right. I got you locked in. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Eric, how did you want to do that?
It'll be my business debit card.
Okay, so it says Precision Clearing and Grading on it, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let me go ahead and add that. And then, is there any middle initial in your name on this card?
Yes, it'll be S, the letter S.
Okay, Eric S. Braithwaite, Jr. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the Google verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, it'll be 4427.
4427.
3225.
3225.
4488.
4488.
0771.
0771. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
That'll be 0530.
0530. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
It'll be 751.
751. Okay. And then I got to walk you through this voice verification recording. This is just added protection for you. And we're going to send this to you in writing with the receipt. Now, if I say anything on here, Eric, that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? Could always rephrase it, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I run your card.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Precision Clearing and Grading, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Eric S. Braithwaite, Jr., owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you already have, right? If you guys, if you want to keep what you're doing with HomeAdvisor and Angie's, that stuff, you can. That's up to you. We're not telling you got to cancel it. I think you will,
right,
though, at some point, if you compare the two.
Right, yeah, at some point I will, yes.
Yeah, they're pretty much just pulling their, they get their leads from Google, and they're just reselling them to you. That goes to like three or four other guys, but that's another conversation if you want help with that. I'm serious. I've gotten on the line and scolded those guys, helped my clients get their money back a few times, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, it'll bring a lot of things to light for you. But that's a different thing. I don't want to bash them, and or you know, that's not over a recorded line anyway, too. After today, the reason they put that in there is because after today, we don't want you to have any duplicate listings floating around or like pay for something that we're already doing for you, that causes those discrepancies that you ran into with your Google business profile, where they suspend it or take it down, or they won't publish it. So if you're not sure if we already have it, just double check. But for the most part, we should be covering all your bases here. You shouldn't need anything else.
Awesome.
Okay. Awesome. And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months since you're such a new business and we're building everything from scratch, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 14th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a full platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no extra charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 14th day, but it's going to remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in our fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is you let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'll process your payment here. Sit tight with me for just a second. You're going to start receiving some text messages and emails. I want to make sure you're getting those.
All right.
And then I'll have everything in writing. That way you don't just got to take our word for it. You got it all in black and white there. And then at the bottom of the service agreement or your subscription terms, they're going to ask you to sign off on it to agree. So you have the verbal agreement, but then you also have it in writing there to go over again, and then you could sign off on that when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay. But we already got your photos. You can continue to send those in. And then the logo as well. We'll get started on the site and send in your verification. Get that Google business profile up and running right away. And then you're basically good to go. You know, the only thing you want to focus on right now is just sign your subscription terms. We do have an app you could download. They're going to send you the username and password for the app. That's a good tool to just kind of keep track of everything. But We'll walk you through those things step by step too. We have guys that are just not computer savvy that we've kind of become accustomed to babying people through it to make sure they're getting to the other side, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, but right now you just want to focus on signing that and then be available for that client interview call tomorrow between 10 and 11. And if you're having any trouble or you have any questions, comments, or concerns prior to then or moving forward, you have my direct number and extension. And that same number, if you hit extension 1, we got 24/7 customer service. So even if it's after hours, there's always somebody here to help you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, officially, I want to welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. Looking forward to getting you verified and getting you to the other side of this thing, show you the light at the end of the tunnel, huh?
Awesome, because that's what I'm looking for, man.
Yeah, let's get these customers
get my
coming
family.
In. Do you have help over there, or is it just you? Should have asked you that earlier.
Yeah, it's just me as of right now, but I'm trying to build something where I can start adding on help, you know.
Yeah, we can get you there. It's easier to hire guys when you actually can keep them consistent and keep them putting food
exactly.
on the table too, you know.
Exactly.
You got to
yep.
take care of you first, though, and then we'll
exactly.
get there. Okay. Well, let's knock this stuff out and get you rolling as soon as possible, okay? So sign off on those subscription terms. Like I said, if you have any questions, you got a team of people here to help you be successful with this. So don't hesitate to ask, but enjoy the rest of your day and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 so we can get rocking and rolling.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Eric. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Yes, sir. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.